The Orioles squaring off with the Reds. Ubaldo Jimenez on the hill for Baltimore, going up against Reds rookie left-hander Amir Garrett. We pick things up in the second scoreless game for Jonathan Scope facing Garrett.
Finds himself in trouble in the second and in further trouble. A line drive into center, base hit. Home from third is Trumbo. On to third is Davis. Three hits in the inning, and the Orioles have taken a 1-0 lead. Swung on, slapped to short. And the flip on from Hardy to Scope will end the inning, and the Reds leave them loaded. And that is hit high to center field. It'll be in the ballpark. It'll be caught by Hamilton, but tagging at third and scoring is Hardy. Everybody else stays right where they are, and it's a 2-0 ball game. To pitch. That's strike three call. And that is 10 strikeouts, one away, and boy, they're getting worked up now. Castillo, swing and a miss, he struck him out, and they are going crazy here at Great American Ballpark. Strikeout swinging, 12 punch outs to tie the Reds' record, and that is only after six innings of baseball. Wow. Swing and a miss, struck him out with a high fastball. Buck Showalter on his way to the mound, points to the bullpen. He wants a left-hander on to face Joey Votto. Shebler trying to get on with two out. Ground ball hit to first. Kicked around by the first baseman, underhands to the pitcher. And that's it. 2-0, final score. Baltimore's pitchers throw blanks at the Reds to the tune of two hits.
The Orioles blank the Reds 2-0. Ubaldo Jimenez gets the win, going 7 2/3 scoreless frames, allowing just two hits while striking out three. The Reds' Amir Garrett ties a modern club record for strikeouts in a game by a rookie left-hander with 12. Reds manager Brian Price spoke after the game about the 2-0 defeat to the Orioles.
You're famous, but boy, you really have to tip your hat to both pitchers tonight. It was a very nicely pitched ball game.
Yeah, you know, it really was. And anytime you pitch a game like that, like Jimenez did, to be able to go out there and pitch his team into the eighth inning, I think he just got two outs in the eighth, especially after a short start yesterday by their starter, was a big effort on his part. And then we had somebody close to matching him in Amir. I mean, I don't know if you could have a more impressive rookie debut than he's had in his first three starts. So I'm really, really happy with the way he's kind of come out of the gate, thrown strikes with three pitches and given us a chance all three times he's taken them out.
What's that tell you about him?
Well, it tells me that he's got more feel than I thought for a guy that, you know, is really starting to evolve. You know, a lot of times left-handed pitchers, especially big guys, you know, have a hard time repeating the delivery, and he hasn't. He's been very, very consistent, and he's been able to throw all three pitches over the plate. He's not getting in trouble with base on balls or pitching behind in the count. He's not having to dig himself out of bad counts. He's being quick to the plate. He's working fast. You know, it seems like some of the fastest games we play are when Amir's on the mound. And there's nobody that he fears when they get in the batter's box, and that's going to serve him well over the course of his career.
Obviously, in the scope of things, it's not that big, but at the time, to get that overturned, at second base on that play, because Trumbo comes up and gets that double, would have been another run for them. It kept you in the game.
Yeah, that credit goes to Bo Thompson, our video review guy, you know, and Bo's in there with Julio Murillo working every day and overseeing all those plays. So that has nothing to do with me or Jim Riggleman. It's a phone call that comes from our video room that says, let's take a longer look at that play, and then he pulled the trigger on that, and it was right on. You know, you don't know if Trumbo's going to then in turn follow with a double if the call isn't overturned. However, having a runner in scoring position with one out, it's a pretty big, you know, development and a better chance for them to score, obviously.
Last two nights, the guy that you put in the ninth inning has gone 9 pitches and 10 pitches and 6 strikeouts.
Yeah, no, I did not that was not thrown past me. I realized what happened last night. I looked up at the board after the top of the ninth and realized that Wandy had thrown 10 pitches right there. I'll tell you, it's the young guys kind of feed off opportunity right now, and guys are showing that they're not scared. They're not scared to be here, and they're willing to compete in the strike zone. And it's the only way you find out how to pitch. You have to throw the ball over the plate, and the hitters will tell you what you need to learn. And all these young guys have done a pretty good job with that.
Red starter Amir Garrett ties a modern club record for strikeouts in a game by a rookie left-hander with 12. He spoke to the media after the game.
that you were going to see how the hitters reacted to your pitches. They didn't react very well to it. It's a nice performance.
I did a really good job executing my pitches. You know, I try to stay as low as I can in the strike zone. You know, even if it's borderline, I'm going to stay there all night. My changeup was working really well. My slider was very sharp as well today, both sides of the plate. And I was able to keep the hitters off balance.
It seemed like you were willing yourself. After the couple times you did make mistakes, you saw you kind of pounding the ball on your chest. Like, you really wanted to, you know, keep them down and not give up any more runs or hit.
Yeah, you know, a couple of those times I missed my spots, you know. A couple of balls that were hit, you know, just got through, you know, and I just had to tell myself to bear down when I got into trouble, you know, and execute the pitches.
How much did you want to go back out there for that seventh inning?
I wanted to go pretty bad, you know. I didn't think I was going to go out there, but, you know, Skip had the confidence in me and went back out there and, you know, got the outs and helped my team.
What's the significance of the putting your initial in the front of the mound?
You know, I feel as when I go out there, it's my mound. You know, it's just a mental thing for me. You know, I've been doing it for as long as I could remember. You know, that's my mound on that day. No matter if we're home or away, I consider that my mound, my territory.
Up next, the rubber game of the series is Thursday. Scott Feldman on the hill for the Reds facing Wade Miley.